Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Friendship by Emma Danzi. Proverbs 17, verse 17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity." Maybe you have many friends. You might have one close friend, or you could be lonely in need of a friend. God designed relationships to be a benefit to us and to others. It is important that we take time to pray for our current friends and future friends. Whether we are in a new city hoping to develop new friendships, or we have lived in the same town for many years with close-knit friends, the Lord values friendships. Jesus himself calls us friends in John 15:15. As believers in Christ, we have this privilege to be friends of God himself. This means that he wants an active and personal relationship with us. The way that he modeled friendship is a great way for us to follow. Jesus loved all people, and he had a variety of friends, but his closest friends were believers. We, of course, want to be friends with everyone. But today we are going to spend some time praying over those core friends who we can point to Christ and they can share him with us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for friendships. Thank you that you created us to be in community. We pray over those who are lonely and in need of friendship. You say in Ecclesiastes 4:10, "If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up." Would you please help them to see that you are their friend? Would you open their eyes to potential relationships around them? Give them courage to initiate with others. Heal where there has been hurt or rejection in the past. We pray for others to take genuine interest in friendship with them and pray that they would feel seen and loved by the church and you. We pray for those friends in people's lives who are closer than brothers and sisters. Help them to sharpen one another like iron sharpens iron. Give them your help in the ways that we speak truth in love, pray for one another, and laugh together. We ask for blessings and growth in these relationships to be deeply rooted in you and to be faithful witnesses of your love to those around. Psalm 133 verse 1 says, "Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity." We pray for those who need reconciliation and friendships. Relationships are hard to navigate, and it can be such a struggle to love other sinners well. Please help those who are holding hurts and grudges to release them to you. Mend what is broken and reunite them in your name, Jesus. Jesus, you say in John 15:12 through 13, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." We pray for the Holy Spirit power to love well and to be genuine with others. We ask for your Holy Spirit to fill us up so that we can love with the sacrificial love that which you have loved us. God, please protect us from friends that would pull us away from you. Proverbs 12:26 says, "A righteous man is cautious in friendship, but the way of the wicked leads them astray." Help us to be kind to everyone, but to not enable the enemy to have a foothold over us in this area. Give us discernment in who we hang out with and when. Reveal to us any boundaries that need to be set up. Lord, you tell us in 1 Thessalonians 5:11 to encourage one another and build one another up. We pray that our friendships would not just be shallow fun, but would be in-depth relationships that are encouraging to each other and build up each other in faith. Thank you for giving us friends as close as family. These are sweet gifts from you, and we pray that we would never take them for granted, but regularly praise you in them. Amen.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.